Hey, Gowie, morning to you, mate. Who is the best celebrator of a victory on tour in golf?
Oh, it's easy. It's John Daly. I
thought you might say that.
He'd just go for days and weeks on end. I remember watching John Daly. This is, he wasn't celebrating, but he had a big golfing cup. We were in a town up in Pennsylvania that was a dry state, so you couldn't have alcohol. We're at a casino, and he's playing the slot machine with a big golfie, and they have, you know, which has got Coke or something, but it had Jack Daniels in there, and he's playing $5,000 slots and, well, poke machines and playing one at a time and walking back and forth, and we videoed it, and the next morning, he'd been playing that for about 3 or 4 hours, and he was blind by the time he did. So he celebrated his win before he actually got to it.
See, what the whole paycheck from the victory was probably gone, unfortunately. Now, what did you make of Colin Morikawa's win in the Open?
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. I love it in the sense that it's traditional golf that he's playing. Amazing the way that he holds himself for a 23-year-old. He's bordering on the Tiger type of record at the moment. You know, longevity, we'll see how he goes. But it was just a great effort. You know, Louis fell under the pressure again. That beautiful golf swing sort of double crosses him sometimes at the wrong time. So I'm a Louis fan too, but it just keeps coming back in the final round for him. But Morikawa, he's just got class written all over him.
Gowie, what about the Senior Open Championship on this weekend? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, well, it's good to go back to back here, and we've got a couple of majors. We've got the Evian Women's Major too this week, but the Senior Open, you just look through the names. It'll be on Fox Sports. You just look through some of the old names you followed, and, you know, from Earls to Langer to Darren Clark, Olafabo, Thomas Bjorn. We've got four Aussies this week: Peter Fowler, Dave McKenzie, Michael Long, and the one that's just turned 50 this week is Robert Allenby. He's back. So he's taken on all the old blokes, and, you know, he's trimmed up a bit. He's lost a bit of weight. He's enthusiastic. We know he's a really good player. I think he'll absolutely smash him. Not particularly this week, but when he gets on the Champions Tour, I think he'll go pretty damn good.
What about the 3M Open this weekend? Who do you like?
Yeah, well, it's back. Everyone's, you know, got the fall off the major championship, but there's a few backing up. You know, Louis Oosthuizen's backing up, Sergio's backing up, Fowler's backing up, Dustin Johnson, who wants to get back into the winner's circle. I like Tony Finau. He played well here last year, ran third. Really back end of the Open Championships last week. Didn't start too well, but finished well. He finished tied 15th. So I like him. He's not very long. He's $15. And then Bubba Watson. This is obviously Bubba's a two-time major champion, Masters champion. He just pops up occasionally, but I've been watching him of late, and he's been getting better and better with his scoring average. Last outing, tied 6th at Detroit. Didn't get to go to the Open Championships because he was close contact with a COVID. So he's been, you know, cooling his jets at home. I think he'll be just ready to play. We've got 7 Aussies in this week. Lucas Herbert, who's been playing exceptionally well. He's my pick. Cam Davis is in there. And you're just an honourable note, Greg Chalmers, who's playing for his livelihood at the moment and getting into some events. He finished 30th last week, made a little bit of cash. Hopefully he can run off the back of that and make plenty more.
Now, the Evian Championship's on this weekend as well. Thoughts on how the course will play for the women's major?
Yeah, it'll just play tough. Now, they're supposed to. It's a major championship. And, you know, all the Aussie girls, we've got 5 in there, that, you know, they're all playing very well. Steph Kiriakou, who I seen a post from her last night, she's swinging beautifully and been playing great golf this year. Minji Lee, I know I keep backing her all the time, but she's just a quality player that should play well. The one that is missing is Hannah Green. She's come home. She's in Perth getting ready for the Olympics next week. She said she'd rather take a medal than the money, which is quite honourable, unlike a lot of the men golfers. Yeah, they'll just stay home for the money. She's going for the medal, so that's all credit to her. Yeah, obviously, Nellie Korda is the number one in the world now, and she's trying to make history of one of 9 women that have won 2 majors in 1 year. But my bet this week for the women is Lydia Ko. So we already know she's a major champion, but she's a great player and she's just been getting better and better each week.
Righto, Gowie, I'm going to take you back in time, mate, because someone's just sent through this to us. It's the Milkman, at Yass. It's just in an article in the paper. Tell me what year this would have been. And it was an article under Around the Traps with Colin Cook. Rightio, here we go. Paul Gow, an unknown 16-year-old, displayed maturity beyond his years to force an upset win by two strokes in the 54-hole Federal Open Golf Championship last weekend. The Open favourite, New South Wales State player Lister Peterson from Bardwell Valley, drew level with the youngster with four holes to play, but bogeyed the par 4 15th and remained a shot behind going to the 18th. And while Gow, who plays off one at Sydney's Cumberland Club, remained steady for a one-over par 74. There you go. What year would that have been, Gowie?
Yeah, it was 1986, and yes, I do remember it.
Do you remember that?
I was too stupid to know that I was actually near the lead. So, unlike Lester Peterson, who knew he was in the lead. But what a great golf course, Federal. One of my favourites in Canberra, and I've been back a few times. And beautiful. Best greens in Canberra, actually.
Yeah. Good on you, Gowie, mate. Thanks
mate,
again.
Thanks, Lodge. What don't you know, Lodge?
Do you want me to send that through to you?
No, it's on his clipping. You don't need to send it through.
Oh, yeah, I've got about 45 of those.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take a photo of it on the text line and I'll send it through.
Thanks, champion.
On you, mate. Thanks again.